When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to Strictly Business, Variety's weekly podcast featuring conversations with industry leaders about the business of media and entertainment. I'm Shirley Halperin, Executive Editor of Music, and today I'm joined by Lila Snyder, CEO of Bose Corporation, the consumer audio company which is soon to mark its 60th anniversary. Founded by Massachusetts Institute of Technology Professor Amar Bose, its home has always been Massachusetts, with close proximity to Boston and its abundance of student talent. Lila was one of them, earning a master's degree and PhD in mechanical engineering from MIT, following her bachelor's in mechanical engineering from the University of Miami. She arrived at Bose at the top of 2020, just as the COVID-19 pandemic threw the world and supply chains into a tailspin. But Lila is an expert problem solver, and like any engineering challenge, she approached her new job overseeing all aspects of the company's consumer electronics, automotive, and related businesses methodically, and also with a guiding principle that, quote, sound is not an accessory. It is everything we do. It is the most important thing, and it's in the center. Bose's rise in becoming a top name in sound, particularly when it comes to the car, saw an inflection point in the 1980s when the company teamed with Cadillac to offer a premium car audio system. Lila's own origin story also has an 80s connection. It was then that she first discovered a love of music, which she's carried through to her chief executive position. Like in other tech industries, where female engineers are far outnumbered by their male counterparts, Lila is hoping to better the statistic when it comes to music makers through an initiative called Turn the Dial, which aims to address why fewer than 3% of hit song producers are women or non-binary. It's also bringing awareness to the issue and seeking new opportunities. They've partnered with a nonprofit called She Is the Music and are working with such artists as Her and Pink Panthers and behind-the-scenes stars like Wonder Girl and Blondish to tell their stories. And then there's the part of the Bose business that has to do with silence or noise cancellation. Bose has been hard at work coming up with the perfect software algorithm to evaluate the sounds around you and cancel out what you don't want to hear. As Lila describes it, it's almost tuning the dial on the volume of your life, which things you want to turn up, which things you want to turn down. This constant push of new innovation has become Bose's calling card, and Lila Snyder is leading the choir. Join us after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Strictly Business. Here's my conversation with Bose Corporation CEO, Lila Snyder. Lila Snyder, Chief Executive Officer of Bose, welcome to Strictly Business. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Lila, I think it's really funny that your previous position before you got to Bose was a Pitney Bowes. So you went from Pitney Bowes to Bose.
Just getting shorter.
A lot of people probably don't know what Pitney Bowes is, but me being a person of print, of paper,
right,
I know that it is kind of an essential of starting a business, which is the ability to mail, to reach consumers directly, and, you know, many other things. So how do you go from mail and marketing and communications to high-end audio and consumer audio? Why did you make that change in 2020?
So I'm an engineer at heart, and what I really love is technology. And the thread that goes through everything is technology, and particularly this idea of, you know, how do we use technology to make things better? And we've been living in this amazing 2 decades where digital technologies are just changing every business, and software is changing every business. And in some ways, that's the thread between, you know, a shipping and mailing company and then coming to Bose and consumer audio is, you know, how do we use software? How do we use digital technology to make what we're delivering to customers even better? And so for me, I've done consumer work, I've done business to business work, and I've always loved the idea of getting close to the consumer, because when you know who you're talking to and you know what they care about, it makes it really fun to try to design and develop amazing experiences for them. And that's what we try to do at Bose. It's really a lot of fun.
So you have the software element and also the hardware. As someone who's trained as a mechanical engineer, is it sort of like a left brain, right brain thing? Like the hardware is one thing, the software is something else. Do you feel a pull towards one side over the other, or is it just sort of combined in your head?
You know, it really is combined. I don't actually think of them as that different, because ultimately we work backwards from the experience we're providing the customer. And the experience that we're providing is sort of a fully integrated experience where it's the magic of how the hardware and the software work together. It's that sort of systems engineering component that I think is really unique. for consumer electronics companies and Bose in general. It's how you marry great software with really well-made, really well-architected hardware. And it's the two together that create the magic. So try not to separate them.
Interesting. I would think that they were like two different skill sets.
There's no doubt there's different skill sets, right? So if you think about our team, we've got lots of folks who do predominantly hardware and lots who do predominantly software, but really bringing it together is the key. And that's where I think I have a lot of fun, and working with the team on how you bring those things together is where, you know, truly new and different innovative experiences happen for customers.
So when you came in 2020, what kind of staff were you overseeing?
So we're a team of about 6,000 globally. I obviously joined in the middle of COVID. So in 2020, we're a global team. We've got folks all over the world, and we were doing everything over Zoom, which was an interesting way to start. I think in many ways, a lot of us felt like it leveled the playing field, right? We were all on the screen. And so you could have more of a global, diverse group of people together working on problems, which was really actually quite fun.
Has that made you rethink the whole in-person thing? Like, is it really necessary today?
So I think it is for innovation. I think if you're really going to try to create breakthrough ideas, it's hard to do that remotely. I don't think every piece of work needs to be done in person. And we certainly, each of us has a lot of work that's better done in a quiet space, which is often, you know, your own home or your living room or whatever. But we really believe in the magic of bringing people together to innovate and create, and also just to build bonds and trust and, you know, human things that are a little bit harder to do in a remote environment. So, you know, we've settled into a hybrid model, I think, like a lot of companies have, where, you know, we're getting folks together on a regular basis. They're in the office a couple of times a week, but providing a lot of flexibility for people to also work the way that they want to work and that works for them. So we're trying to strike the right balance. I'm sure, like most, we're still feeling our way through it, but it's great to see folks together again. And we're feeling that energy and creativity in the work that we're doing.
And you guys were also dealing, like the rest of the world was, with supply chain issues during COVID. And you really rely on the supply chain to make your product. So when you got to Bose, did you have immediate things that you needed to deal with?
I think when you're new, you always think about what's the right strategy, right? You want to kind of get the lay of the land and set your agenda. And so I spent a fair bit of time listening and learning, right? Companies are complicated places with a lot of history. And so before you change things, it's important to understand why things are done the way that they are and why decisions were made and why the strategy is what it is. And then we started to really plot for the future of Bose. What's our long-range vision? And we spent a lot of time thinking about, you know, what matters to us, what matters to our customers. We put our customer right in the center of that vision. And that led us to some pretty exciting places around who we are and how we want to bring our brand and our products and experiences into the market. And so that sort of initial period was a lot of fun in just exploring, you know, how we want to evolve as a company and who we are and how we take that to the next level.
What were those challenges during those first couple of years?
I think it's always a challenge to think about really defining who your customer is and understanding. So we spent a lot of time on that. And as you see the Bose brand showing up in the market and you think about our products, we've really embraced music and the music lover. We think that people who really love music are, they have a passion. They identify with certain genres. It's part of their identity, part of their personal brand, if you will. And that's who we really think the Bose customer has always been, right? We've been creating audio experiences for almost 60 years, which is amazing. And we think that, you know, really embracing that music lover, it kind of gave us a muse to innovate around. And that's led to a lot of great forward-looking innovation that we think is going to position us well for the future.
So, I mean, your sort of like origin story, as it were, Lila, is that you had this Bose Wave radio. It was sort of like a half circle looking thing, and it had an alarm and all of that, had a CD player. So what kind of music were you into? You know, they say that your most formative time to love music is in your early 20s, basically coming out of college. What was your thing?
I feel like my formative years were in the 80s. So I do have a love of 80s pop and a little bit of that metal rock that came from the 80s for sure.
Okay.
Also loved classic rock, right? Country music was a thing in my house, like old country music. And so that's something that I have an appreciation for and how that's evolved. But today I would say, you know, at my house, we've got three teenagers, my husband and I, and there is a diversity of music in our household, which is pretty remarkable, right? When you cross over what your kids are interested in, you really get introduced to a lot of things. So on any given day, you might hear classical music, rap music. There's a lot of Taylor Swift that's happening. Yeah, there's definitely some of that here.
I love the story that you relayed in one of the talks that you gave about the arrival of premium audio, because music lovers really want that elevated audio experience. Like, you know, when you and I grew up, we probably put headphones on, you know, we listened to the CD or the vinyl or the tape and, you know, got to really like immerse ourselves in it. Now, people are on the go. I think you've said this a bunch, that music is sort of like the soundtrack to our lives, but it's very much as we're moving through our lives. So I wanted to ask you about the arrival of premium audio, especially in the car, because that is something that you guys have really doubled down on, not just recently, but like going back decades. So can you tell us, when did that change happen, when you no longer had to take your car to like an audio specialist and get it souped up, you know, because everything came with it?
Yep. So it was in the early 80s, was the first car was a Cadillac Seville, and it was a collaboration between Cadillac and Bose. And the idea was simple. It was, what do you do when you drive? You listen to music, and why shouldn't we try to create a great experience in your car? And I don't know anyone who retrofits their car anymore, because the premium audio that comes in the car is usually just outstanding. And the car is such a great place. It's a controlled environment. You know where the passengers are sitting, you know the dimensions of the car, and that gives you this really great creative space to put the technology in a design that allows for these optimized experiences. And we've got such a talented team that sweats every one of those details when they're putting together a car with our automotive partners to make sure that as the driver or as the front seat passenger or as a rear seat passenger, we're really thinking about the experience that each one of those people in the car will have. And it makes me always want to buy a new car, because I hear what we're doing in our labs and in our garage, and I listen in those. And then I have a great Bose audio system in my current car, but I know what's coming next is just truly amazing as immersive audio and three-dimensional audio just starts to become much more present in our lives. I think that there's a lot of that technology that's right on the cusp of enveloping us in great sound in our car. And I'm excited about what's coming there.
So another thing that I find really fascinating about your work, this is related both to like headphones and quiet comfort earbud sort of system, which is noise cancellation. It's a very complex algorithm, because on the one hand, you want to cancel everything out so you can go to sleep on the plane, whatever. But in a car and walking, you also need to be aware of traffic and sirens and things like that. Can you sort of explain how that works?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, at Bose, we're really innovating in three areas, and you've sort of touched on all of them in this question in a way. You know, one is obviously immersive, lifelike audio like the artist intended it. At the end of the day, that's really what we're after. The second one is noise cancellation. We use noise cancellation or noise removal as a way to create almost a clean palette, right, that allows you to enjoy that audio without the distractions of the world around you, whether those are on a plane or on a city street or on the subway. And then the last one, which is newer for us, and it's something that's really enabled by the ability to have more computing power in the devices and also, you know, the developments in AI, we're able to do something that we call hear what you want, which is sort of this combination of exactly as you said, there are things that if I'm walking on a city street, I want to be able to hear. And there are other things that I don't. I don't want to hear the jackhammer, but I want to hear the ambulance or the police car or the bus or whatever might be the dangerous thing that's happening nearby. And so we're using a lot of technology now to try to make that experience seamless, where you don't have to choose between noise canceling and transparency, but how do we help you seamlessly go through your day and allow the sounds in that we know you likely want? And so we're doing a lot of work on that. To me, it's exciting to think about. It's almost tuning the dial on the volume of your life, which things you want to turn up, which things you want to turn down. You know, the example that I love, if you're at a noisy restaurant or a noisy bar, it can be really hard to hear the person that you're actually there with. And there's a lot of shouting that happens and a lot of leaning in. And, you know, to me, that's one great example of where this hearing what you want AI type technology, where we can detect the voice that you want to hear, but sort of quiet the noise around you, not take it away. You still want the fun and the vibe of being in the space, but maybe just with the volume turned down a little bit. So I think there are a lot of these use cases where we can take the decades of what we know about noise cancellation, combine it with this new technology that we're developing now to create these seamless, sort of customized almost experiences going forward.
So is our future sitting across each other with buds in our ears, then getting into a driverless car where the audio has been, you know, the soundtrack is made for us? Are we really like living in the future already?
I think aspects, there are technology drives so many things, so many of the things that we use on a daily basis, and audio experiences are no different, right? The speakers, the headphones, your car deliver the sound. It's software and algorithms and AI that are creating those experiences, right? Noise cancellation is about the microphones and the way that the sound comes in and the geometry of your ear, but it's also about the software algorithm that is very quickly in microseconds evaluating the sounds and canceling them out. And so you have this this constant push of new innovation. And as we're able to put chips into smaller and smaller spaces that can do more computing power, your ability to do more of the things that I just described increases. And as it does, you know, we're excited to start putting the things we're developing in the lab into those, whether it's your car, pair of headphones, pair of earbuds.
We need to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more from Lila Snyder.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We're back with Bose CEO Lila Snyder. Because problem solving is such a tenet of engineering, and that's what you studied, I'm curious, where do your business chops come from?
If you think about what a CEO's job is, the first and most important job that I have is assembling an amazing team who are experts in different areas and are diverse in the way that they solve problems and think about things. And that alleviates my need to know a little bit about everything or a lot about anything, right? And that I think is the most important thing, right? There's no decision that gets made where I don't lean on the people on my team who generally know more than I do about any topic. and get their counsel, their advice, their thinking. And so that diversity of thought, I think, is what's really necessary to run a modern company, because it's a complicated world. There are so many things to think about and do, and no one person can do that. So assembling a great team is I think, the most important piece of it.
Did you aspire to run a company?
I didn't. No, I started as an engineer, as we talked about, and I went into consulting. So I guess part of the answer to your last question is I learned about business as a consultant at McKinsey, and had just an amazing opportunity to get a really diverse set of experiences, different companies, different problems to solve, different business challenges, which is a really great way to learn a lot pretty quickly. And so that all developed through that experience at McKinsey. And it wasn't until, I don't know, a few years ago that I started thinking about potentially being a CEO. I generally just enjoyed working on interesting, hard problems with people that I love to work with. And somehow that led me here, and I'm having a great time doing it.
Of course, you know, men far outnumber female engineers, certainly in tech and absolutely in the making of music.
Yep.
There's been many studies in the last few years that have shown very little change in the representation of women as producers and engineers, as little as 2.8%. And even new findings from Bose have shown that it's even lower. 2.3% of top 100 hits in 2022 were produced by women. So this is something that you're taking on. I would love for you to tell us about the Turn the Dial initiative and what you think can be done here.
Yeah, I mean, I found this stat to be particularly shocking. You know, we know in certain fields and certain industries that women are underrepresented, but this feels like a space in music production that just hasn't had much movement, right, in the last several years. Whereas, you know, I think in others, we're talking about it more, right? This is one that at least I hadn't been hearing about as much as we might be hearing about in engineering or in technology or in the C-suite, right? Where, you know, we see articles and things about those challenges all the time. This one felt like no one had really put a spotlight on it. And, you know, we love music at Bose, right? I talked before that our customer is the music lover, and that's actually who we are too, right? If you kind of show up at any Bose facility around the world, there will be a conversation about music. There'll be someone with a guitar. There'll be someone playing a riff at lunch. Like there will be something happening that has to do with music. And as people who love music, I think we believe that the more diverse the producers of music are, the better the music will be. And so this was one that we thought we could maybe do something about, and we wanted to lean into it.
Yeah. So what are you doing?
So it's a couple things. I mean, I think the first thing is just talking about it, right? It's been great to see the reaction. I've gotten so many positive comments about our getting involved in this, and it really is touching a chord with folks. So we partnered with a few great producers like Her and Pink Pantheress and Wonder Girl and Blondish to have them tell their stories. There's nothing more powerful than hearing one of those 2.8 or 2.3% of women tell the story about how they got there and why they persevered in a space that clearly has been challenging for women in the past. And so part of it is just raising awareness and talking about it. I think there's value in that. We're also partnering with a nonprofit called She Is the Music. They do a lot of terrific work in this area, and they've been great at helping guide us on what more could we do to have an impact. And so with their help, we've created something we call the Sound is Power Impact Board. And we've collected a bunch of great industry A&R folks alongside some of our music producers that we're partnering with. And they're really getting together to help us evaluate and shine a light on new talent. And so we've been asking for submissions, right? So for female and non-binary producers to upload their work, get their sounds and their beats into the hands of our impact board, who are going to review them and try to help raise up some of these great folks who are working out there, but are having trouble having their voice be heard. And so we're excited about that. We're only, I don't know, a little over a month in. We've got hundreds of submissions, and our impact board will meet quarterly to review them. And we're really excited to see what's going to come out of that.
You mentioned before that your employees and your consumers share a passion for audio. They share that interest in music. Do you think that's an important business tenet to have that connection?
I do. I think it's one of the unique things about Bose. You know, it's all we do, right? And a lot of our competitors do amazing things, but they're doing a lot of different things. And I think what makes us unique is that we joke at Bose, sound is not an accessory. It is everything we do. It is the most important thing, and it's in the center. And so I think that comes through in the passion with which we develop our products and the details that we think about and how we think about our experiences. I also think it just makes for a more happy, engaged workforce. If you're working on something that you're passionate about, life is so much better. And so, you know, I always tell people, it's one of my pieces of advice is, you know, do something you're passionate about. We spend way too much time at work to do something that feels mundane or not important or not connected to what you care about. And so I think we're really lucky to have to work in a space where people are passionate about it and can be passionate about it. So I think it's actually one of the really cool things about working at Bose.
And Bose is based in Massachusetts, correct?
Yep. Headquarters in Massachusetts.
So, I mean, is there like a proliferation of like music lovers in New England or something? Like, could Bose live anywhere, or does Massachusetts actually fit Bose?
Well, we've been here for so long, right? So our history, our founder, Dr. Amar Bose, was a professor at MIT. And so he was a Boston guy. And so naturally, he wanted this company to be headquartered here. And so our roots run deep in Massachusetts. And we've been here for, you know, almost 60 years. So certainly that's true. There's such amazing talent that comes, young talent that comes to Boston for college. And, you know, I mean, everyone knows that Boston is sort of this epicenter for college students and graduate students and technology. And, you know, we've got the Berklee School of Music. So there's a lot of ingredients in Massachusetts that have created great talent for Bose. But we also have people who move to Massachusetts to be a part of it. And as I said before, we've got people all over the world. So we're not, we're certainly headquartered here, but we attract folks globally on the basis of what we do at Bose.
You've described yourself jokingly as overeducated because you have a master's, you have a PhD in mechanical engineering, you went to MIT. Knowing what higher education costs today and having kids the ages that yours are, would you do it the same again?
I would, actually. I often say the process of getting a PhD taught me more about myself than maybe any other experience I have had in my life about what I'm good at and what I'm not good at and what I enjoy and what I'm capable of. And so the process itself to me was amazing.
What about it? What did it give you?
I think I talk about grit. I love the idea of grit. You know, this idea of, goes back to passion and perseverance. It's sort of where those two things meet. And I think that's what I learned at MIT, the ability to persevere through an endless number of challenges that confront you. And while you have a very supportive group of people around you, at the end of the day, you have to find it in you to persevere and to get through those things. And that was valuable life experience that I use every day. I, of course, also learned how to be a great problem solver, getting my master's degree, my PhD at MIT. And so I think, again, that's something that you probably could learn with experience, but I think I got there a lot faster with the help of some pretty amazing professors, advisors, and peers in my educational experience.
Thanks for tuning into Variety Strictly Business. This episode was edited by Lauren Schroeder. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast to hear future episodes featuring conversations with media, movers, and shakers. Also, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing.
We With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.